Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I feel like the push notifications are becoming
very pushy.
Very aggressive.
Accepting cookies is the bane of my life. Accepting them. I'm like, yes, I
thought we were getting rid of that.
I did this last week, Woody's. Like,
I thought we were getting rid of that, though. I thought Europe were getting rid of cookies.
Are they getting rid of cookies?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember I went to that Mad Ale lecture on AI?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was saying about that, and I remember reading it about... I remember hearing it a good few times, and people being like, what are companies going to do now that cookies are...
Dial-up, essentially.
The fact that they were called cookies in the first place never sat well with me.
It's so weird.
Groomer vibes.
It's like... acceptable. So this is that, so that they can track you for marketing purposes and stuff like that. Yeah. So now it's basically going to be, not instead of accept all cookies, it's going to be like accept Jacinta, whatever the fucking AI is that's like, yeah, tracking you.
I don't really know.
Or let Jacinta like, in.
We know. Let me in.
Let Rita, track
in.
Come on.
It's and actually Rita's aura. It's her other job.
And then the answer is going to be like, no, Rita, or yes, Rita. Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
Just a reminder that we are on Patreon. It's always in the show notes down below.
You're loving it lately.
250 episodes. When you put that up on the story the other day, I was like, what?
254, actually, but yeah.
Fuck off, do we?
I know.
That's, Jesus, we're some grafters.
We are. I double dog dare you.
No. 254.
I know.
Fucking hell, that'll get you over to Christmas now. If
wouldn't
you haven't
it?
Been over already.
Wouldn't it, yeah, gang? Now, yeah, that's for you. Loads of new people.
That's actually a good Christmas present. Say that now. Get somebody to get you a subscription. There you go.
Yeah. Just be like, well, look, it's €6 and getting 5 extra episodes plus everything else that the girls just lump on there.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Lovely. Keeping in very in line with the name of our podcast. Mm-hmm. This week, and I don't think, have we ever done this?
Yeah,
have we? I know we give our own unpopular opinions every week, but like,
yeah, I think we did.
Okay,
I think we did it
maybe
for Patreon
about 3 years ago. Yeah,
yeah.
We just asked people what their general unpopular opinions were, and then we're going to discuss because we're always giving you ours.
When I need to start this off with, I've never been. Do you know when you convince yourself of something that's just not true?
All the time, yeah.
Like, I convinced myself that Kildare Village was a place to go to for for shopping. So I plan my little week out, because obviously I drive a Lecky Vicky, so I have to be careful. Like, I have to plan my life out a little bit more. So I was like, great, grand. There is nothing there. And I went specifically for stuff. Like, for two shops that they have there, and there was nothing fucking there.
Is it not all, like, last season's... shite that never sold off Grafton Street?
No, apparently not now in the day.
Making up words now, she is.
No, apparently I've always been saying
apparently. No, you haven't.
I have always said apparently.
No, because you say apparently and I'm always like, what?
Apparently.
You say apparently. I can't even say it now. Anyway.
Anyway.
What did you go for?
I went for Longchamp, which they have a whole Longchamp boutique. And they did not have any fucking sizes of the bags that I wanted. So I was like, cool, no Christmas presents there. I was like, stunning. Again, Christmas presents. So I was like, oh, I'm going here. And then I went to Samsonite, to the Samsonite boutique, to get myself a new suitcase. And again, nothing there. I was like, okay, why is this cheaper on Amazon?
Yeah.
You know? And then, sorry, that's the thing that fucked me off the most. So I get there and it says online, Samsonite take one for all. Guess what, Jen? Nowhere takes one for all.
Oh, really?
Nowhere takes one for all. Fuck. I was like, why am I here then?
Shit.
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. So I ended up getting a pan.
A pan?
A new frying pan.
Yeah, it's a weird place. All I just kind of know them for, they're like, it's a little bit fancy to go to.
I think it's like grand for kids' clothes. They've got like the Ralph Lauren boutique and they have the Nike factory and they have like stuff like that. But again, I'm like, there's literally nothing fucking here. There's nothing here. And some of the discounts are so strange. I went to a makeup brand's, I won't say which one, went to a makeup brand's store. It's like €2 off, €1 off. I was like, okay.
You spent that in the charger for the EV, for the Lekki Viki.
Yeah, and also loads of places are minimum two item, like most of those boutiques, the beauty boutiques, are minimum two item spent.
What do you mean a two item spend?
You have to buy two things.
Fuck off!
Yeah, I know. I was like, this is jokers. Like, this is mad. I was like, this is literally fucking mad.
This is why I could never be like uppity, like upper class. You know what I mean?
Why?
It's like they market the place, it's just like, yeah, we'll get them in, make them think that they need all this shite and maybe they'll see Pippa O'Connor. Do you know what I mean? Kildare Village, come. Like, but
I think it's great for, like, if you want to do, sorry, it's good footfall. Like, let's not lie, the fucking footfall's there. It's not the village, well, sorry, I just don't know whose fault it is. I'm like, this is shit.
It's
like,
I went
for specific things. Like, it's not as if I just went to be like, oh, fuck around here for the day, oh, there's nothing here. No, I went for actual things. And I was like, okay, so this is fucking stupid. Nothing here that I want. And then, and I came here specifically for some of these shops. And then everything else that I went into, I was like, this is mad. I'm like, I'd rather just wait until the next 20% off on whatever, fucking Mars Pharmacy or, you know, one of those, and buy this stuff and get me little Mars bar and my free delivery, then be here and have to buy two things when I just wanted one. You know, I just wanted the one thing. It's strange. And like, I know that to be in the village, you have to offer a range of discounts. So it's not as if like everything was €1 or €2 off. There were some things, but it was like things that you would never want that were like €6 off. And I was like, okay, there's a reason why that's €6 off. Nobody else wants it. Do you get me? So it's like, you're almost like getting around the thing. Anyway, doesn't fucking matter because everybody had a poxy bag with that brand on it. Anyway, floating through the villy. So I was like, that's interesting. But it was such a strange experience. I was like, what is the crack here? And I fully said to Tom, I was like, I won't be back for ages now. You know, the way you have to prep them and be like, don't call me 18 times. I've told you 65 times now. Don't text me in a couple of hours going, are you coming home for lunch? Yeah, like, you know where I am, okay?
I'm gone for
not
a day.
Not around you. Yeah. I'll be back when I'm back. Don't message me going, where are you off to? When I've told you 300 times where I'm going, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I was like, I won't be back for ages. Came back 2 hours later. He's like, was that not a 40-minute drive? I was like, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Did the whole thing. Walked the whole thing. Went into every shop. Took my time. And I was like, okay.
You might as well have gone to Dundrum, essentially.
Yes. Fully. Yeah. And I would have came back with more. I would have came back with more. Just a very bizarre experience to me. And some people like are ride or die for Killy Villy. I don't understand it.
I don't understand. And like, excuse me and apologies now for what I'm about to say. I don't understand Kildare in general.
Oh. That's a big statement.
I've said it before.
They have a lot of shops.
I always underestimate the size of Kildare.
It's huge.
The amount of roads in Kildare.
Loads of roads.
The
place. Yeah.
Freaks me out. There's about 20 million different ways to get to Maynooth.
I think, like, I'm comfier in Meath.
Meath's fine.
I'm very comfy in Meath.
Yeah. Kildare freaks the life out of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, I feel uneasy, and we're going through this phase now. Like, Bobby's in his second year of like Montessori, essentially, mm-hmm. and for some fucking reason, every single parent has decided to have their kids play like fucking birthday party in Clontarf Pet Farm, which is in Kildare, and I'm like, this fucking place again, and I still don't remember the way to it. I still don't remember the way to it. Don't get me wrong, it's grand, but when you're going 6 fucking weeks in a row, it's a bit boring. You're off in the same class, like, just, what are you doing?
You're like, this is my enemy again.
Go to fucking Shipshape.
Yeah, but kids are like, I want to go there, and you're like, fine. It's like, sorry, Jen, the fucking neck of us, we went to the draft centre every 2 days. during the summer for a fucking other kid's Christmas party or birthday party, whatever the fuck it was. We were in that giraffe centre glued to it. Fort Lucan glued to it. There was nowhere to go when we were children.
No, that's fair. Yeah, I know. It's just, I'm just kind of like, and where his creche is situated, I'm just like, this makes no sense. It's out of everybody's way.
I feel like, though, birthday parties when I was younger were generally in people's houses with a bouncy castle. Like, it was always that because there was nothing else to do. And also the adults wanted to get pissed and drive home, as is tradition.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I don't know, it's weird. Every time I have to go to Kildare, right, I get a few heebie-jeebies. I'm just a bit like, oh God.
It's that fucking nice road.
I don't even take that sometimes. Like, the nice road, yeah, definitely. But sometimes, like, I'd be going up, like, my sat nav will send me up the N4, and then you get off at, like, this fucking Straffan, or which, the amount of names for the places as well. I'm just like, the minute exit anyway, and then you're brought through all these back roads, and it's every single time. Like, I could not tell you where anything is in Kildare because I have to use the sat nav every single time.
The level of it, yeah, you hate that. I love the sat nav. I wouldn't be able to get to my own house without it. But like, I will say, I think they've so many amenities. Like, they've more fucking amenities than Dublin 15.
They've a lot in it, but it's just there's a lot going on there. Far away from each other as well. Like.
Yeah, yeah, it's strange. It's an odd one. As I said, it's like just, Australia. It's uncomfy.
It's like just an uncomfy vibe. There's big things in Kildare, but they're all fucking miles away from each other. You know the way that, like, Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. You're like, I'm in a different land. You're like, I could be anywhere right now. I'm Newbridge and Maynooth.
Like, yeah.
It's like too modern to be country.
Yeah!
But it's not quite Dublin. So you're like, this is...
Mm-mm. And it still has the curry. Like, you know what I mean?
You're like, why is traffic so bad? Mm. Why is traffic so bad here? It shouldn't be this bad. And it's always a shocker.
It's... Kildare. Always. It's a fucking anomaly, is Kildare.
And I know a million of yous listen, or live there, and you're probably listening now, like, fucking your phone out the window. It's just my opinion!
Yeah, we're stupid fucking dubs, don't be minding us.
Yeah, I was about to say, if I can't get somewhere in 20 minutes, you're done. You're fucking done.
You're done.
You're done. You're although it took me an hour and 45 minutes to get home from Donnybrook the other day. Sorry, not Donnybrook, Brosbridge. I wanted
Brosbridge.
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 Okay.
I wanted to
die.
I wanted to wrap my car around a tree just to feel something. Like, I was fuming.
Do you know what it is, though? And, like, this is what you have to remember. Because when I was living in Summerhill, I used to always, like, hate the half an hour, bang on 30 minutes without fail. Didn't matter what traffic or how many tractors you got stuck behind. 30 minutes without fail from my front door to, like, the border of Dublin. And I used to fucking hate that. But then when I got into Dublin, it'd still take me an extra hour and a half to get to, like, town.
Oh, yeah.
But because I'm a dub, I'm just, like, biased again. Like, yeah. I'm biased. I'm just fine. I just expect it and accept it.
Dublin 2 and Dublin 4 are the most irritating places to go.
Southside can fuck off.
Dublin 2 and Dublin 4. Dublin 3, sorry, Claire, hate it.
That's Griffith Avenue and all that, yeah.
Oh, my God. Get away from me. Get off me.
There's certain parts of Dublin, but the south side of Dublin, I fucking despise driving on it. I despise it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's like, it's just, like, awkward on purpose.
And then it gets real open out of nowhere. Like, have you ever driven around, like, near, where's that place? Step Aside and kind of like that side.
Yes!
What is that place?
It's real sparse or
something. What is that about? It's so sparse. I was like, what the fuck? This is so weird. How do you people choose to live here?
It's like once you get past the N7, it's so weird. Yeah. I know exactly so what you mean. Weird. Yeah.
It's like, what? How is this going on? It's like, oh, we're just gonna float around here.
Like, the M50 has three lanes, but when you drive into Step Aside, there's like six.
Yeah.
And on like a minor road. What?
Excuse me? Six lanes.
And then a footbridge over it, so there's no pedestrian lights. Like, it's just...
It's so deserted. It's, yeah. It's so fucking weird.
It's like a fucking utopia. What? Like, a utopian, like, planet or something.
Through it. It's on it. And again, all offense to people who live there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right. We put our little books out.
Thanks for that big long breath in that you gave everybody there. You were like, all right.
That was going to be the jingle, Carla.
What's your big long breath?
That was, I was putting my finger up.
Yeah, but before you did that, when you went into your big, all right there, blah, blah, blah. You had a big long breath. Anyway.
That's the fetus in me, squashing me organs.
That's the child.
Oh, fucking hell. What day is today? Friday?
Yeah, this is one of your last ones, pal.
Less than 2 weeks she'd be here.
Scary.
Send myself into labour with all the construction I've been carrying out in my gaff.
I need to talk to you about that. The amount of my friends that is like, why the fuck is Jen insulating her gaff?
Because it's cold.
When she has a full on fella there.
Do I though, Carla? That fuck. Well, till kingdom come, complain about how exhausted he is and how sore his back is and all this sort of shit, the reasons why he can't do stuff when he gets home. But to be fair, he goes to work every day. Most of the day.
What do you do?
I'm on maternity leave, so I have the time to do this.
What did you do last week?
You have
the time to do this. You're 9 months pregnant, you absolute insane woman.
It's really easy to do, and the stuff that you're carrying is really light. It's not like...
No, that's a risk. What it looks like. That's a risk. It's a blue job. Sorry.
I don't know.
It's a blue job.
I love all that shit. Like,
there's fumes, everything else like that. No.
There isn't.
No, with the hot glue and the whatever the insulation tape. Glue. Whatever the fuck it is. Whatever that shite is, that foam. It's not good for you to be around.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't because it's a blue job. And I'm a pink gal. So, no, I don't know what any of this is. And thank God for that.
No, to be fair. Like, no, because he's doing the sanding and the painting and everything. I'm prepping everything. Getting it all up in situ. And then he finishes it off because he's the painter.
Yeah, but Jen, you're like reaching and stretching and like you've a full child, like cooked, fully cooked. Fully cooked in your tummy. That's so strange to me.
Yeah, now I'd go mad now sitting down, doing nothing, do you know?
No, but there's other things that you can do. Just not that. Like, I'm not saying you can't put together like a little IKEA shelf, but you certainly can't insulate your whole fucking house.
I can. Apparently, I've done it.
I know you did. You just shouldn't have. I was literally like, where is Adam? Where is he? I was like, binoculars on in your stories. Like, where is this God?
I much prefer him not to be here now to deny me. Because we did it together. We did the sitting room together on Saturday. And then I was like, this is a piece of piss. So I did the box room by myself during the week. You know?
Still going to smell like paint and all.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a given. But I want it done before the baby comes.
Well, obviously, yeah. You don't want her like sleeping in a painted...
Well, she's not going to be sleeping in the box. She's going to be in our room anyway, but it's just like where to put our stuff. Like, all of her stuff is in my ma's attic. And I need to get, like, she's a coming. So I need to be getting this stuff
done.
And if I'm
be
waiting on
the
him,
attic yourself.
It's just like, it's, yeah, I do.
Jen!
I'm fine! I'm fine!
You're
totally
not.
Fine.
Anyway, so strange. Stop. Like, literally, the amount of people that have been like, is this happening?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God.
You don't open your mind.
No, I need you to sit down.
No, I'm good. Anyway, right? We put a box out. Because I have
you.
To go to Woody's after this, so come on. Keep on track.
Jen, can we please record during the week? Because, you know, I'm going to be on mat leave. Me waiting all week for a text. Me literally.
Do you know what? I actually was last night. I was like, oh, fuck, there's a podcast. I need to find out off Carla when we're recording that. You could have texted me.
You're the one who has all the fucking plans.
I don't really. I could have stopped, like, actually yesterday I couldn't have done it. Anyway, we put a box out and asked you for your general unpopular opinions. And so yours delivered. That's pretty huge. So we're going to rate them, discuss them, talk about them, see what page we're all on, right? First one, Taylor Swift getting Time Magazine Person of the Year considering recent events. What are these recent events? I thought this bitch could do no wrong.
Okay, so like... do we get into it on this one or do we get into it on the Patreon?
I couldn't be arsed with Taylor Swift. I don't want to get into it anywhere.
I couldn't be arsed with Swifties. Are you well? Are you fucking well? I called her not that stylish and I got a barrage of abuse. That's what I mean, Jen. I don't know if I have the headspace for this over there. Like, it's supposed to be happy holidays. It's not going to be fucking happy holiday for us, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Oh, I don't know. Like... I put this as an unpopular opinion. I've had this unpopular opinion. I put it up on my fucking Instagram and everything. Like, I truly don't believe her Beyonce should be able to do those cinema things. Those cinema runs.
Okay.
I just think they've enough fucking money. And I also think that you're charging so much money for these concert tickets. Make something exclusive. Like, if I'm after paying a grand for your concert ticket and then it's like, okay, well, you can go and watch it in the cinema. I know it's not the same thing. I understand that. I understand Beyonce fans. I saw Beyonce at Wembley Stadium. She was insane. It was fantastic. It's a one and done now. Again, I'm not Beyonce's, like, I'm not the biggest, like, I like her music a lot, but I'm not a concert goer. So again, you know, remember my bias.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a concert goer and I can't think of anything worse. But at the same time, if I'm after paying up to a grand for tickets and you're telling me you're popping that in the cinema, is the whole point not like you're there in the atmosphere doing whatever? Like, she did the Homecoming stuff on Netflix, which I agreed with because it was Coachella and it was completely different and it was like more of a documentary kind of style. And then you saw the concert, but it was also Coachella. So it was like a very small set. Like a once in a lifetime kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. With this, I'm just like, do you not have enough money? Do you not have enough money? Like, you're charging obscene amounts of money for your concert tickets.
Yeah.
And now there's merch at the fucking cinema. There's special Beyonce popcorn buckets. There's special Taylor Swift fucking Eras popcorn buckets. There's, you know, it's too much for me. I'm like, you have enough fucking money. Stop rinsing your fans because you know they'll do it.
And probably people who went to the cinema already would then go to the cinema again.
Oh, and they
just for the merch and stuff.
And they did, and that's what I mean. People who went to the concert, like, oh my God, can't wait to see it in the cinema. And again, if you're a super fan, that's what it is. But I'm like, is the whole point of a live tour not like the exclusivity of it, the fact that you got to see them during that run? Do you get me? Like, I can always say I saw the Formation tour in Wembley. I can't say I saw the whatever this one's called, fucking Everybody Wear Silver. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, it like that one.
Yeah.
It's just kind of bonkers to me. And then on top of that, the fact that neither of them have spoken out about the genocide, which is me and Tom, again, was one of those 2 a.m. jobs.
Oh my God.
And I found this meme and it was like, me anytime my boyfriend wants to go to sleep. No, genuinely, he was like, I'm glad we're having this conversation. Can we have it in the morning?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
It's a school night. I'm in work. Mm-hmm. He was like, you're not even drunk. You're just talking. He was like, okay. But it's like they have the power. They have so much power. It's the same thing that I said about Selena Gomez, where she was like, how is a post going to help? How is a post mm-hmm. going to help? Yeah, I think, like, again, it's this, as I said, it's this whole kind of, like, they'll stay silent when it suits them. And I get that they definitely have Zionist investors, but you are so rich at this point.
Mm.
And that's what fucks me off. I'm like, you're so wealthy. You're so influential. You're unbelievably influential. You're so fucking wealthy. You know what's happening. You see what's happening. And there's like, a zip. And yeah. Not only that, it's not as if you like, and you can do things in a sly way. You can yeah. do things in the slyest way possible by not having a show in Israel cinemas. You know, those kind of yeah. things, like little things where it's like, you don't actually have to come out and, you know, get your fucking publicist to do the biggest statement in the fucking entire world and any of this other kind of shite. But like, you have loads of ways of using your power because you are so fucking rich. You're so unbelievably rich. Nothing's going to take that away.
I actually heard on the radio yesterday that the Eras tour was the thing that made Taylor a billionaire.
That's so fucked up to me. And it's like, I don't have enough time to talk here about how like billionaires are unethical no matter what and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not sure if you've seen the reports lately about Savage by Fenty.
No.
Oh, a worse worker kind of thingamajigger rating than Shein. Oh yeah. Oh fucking yeah.
Fuck.
We'll talk about that more later. But oh yeah, look it up. It's insane. Like Jesus. A much worse one than Shein. Not like, oh, just below, like 5 or 6 steps below.
Fuck.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, billionaires aren't ethical, whatever. But for me, and obviously they would lose money. Of course they would lose. Like Zionists are very rich.
Mm.
Very, very, very wealthy. But you are wealthier. You are wealthy enough.
Yeah.
You have the actual ability to do something super influential. Just little things. I'm not saying you have to come out and do a Cynthia Nixon on it. Good for her, by the way.
Yeah.
Smashed it. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fancy you. But do fucking something. And now, particularly because a lot of pro-Israeli and pro-genocide, I'll just say it, pro-genocide are now using Break My Soul as their fucking anthem.
Oh my god.
If that was me, I'd be like, oh, skirt! No, yeah. It's not happening today. Absolutely not. Under no circumstances. You're telling me Taylor Swift's publicist, Sean Connery, publicist, can't remember, whatever. Anyway, the woman does wonders and has done wonders for her career. She's only ever jumped in twice in Taylor's fucking world. Once about the Kanye West drama, and she jumped in this week because Dumois, which is like a blind items website who has like a book and whatever else like that, basically came out saying she knows for a fact that Taylor Swift 100% got married to Joe Alwyn in the UK, but it wasn't legal. Now, Dumois just gets a bee in her bonnet all the time, or in their bonnet all of the time, about what's happening with celebrities. She can never be wrong. They can never be wrong. They can never, ever be wrong. I'm saying they because I don't know if it's a she or he. It's apparently it's a woman called Gabriella something. But anyway,
it's Gossip Girl.
It's Gossip Girl. They can never be wrong. And they have put out some pretty insane shit to kind of put out there. And also that's kind of like a very damaging, like, well, not very damaging, but it's also kind of like, why do you need to be right about this, you fucking oddball?
Yeah.
You odd person. Anyway, Taylor Swift's publicist came out being like, this is an insane thing to say, because she was like, I know for a fact it wasn't legal. I know for a fact that they got married. She was like, this is insane. You need to sit down and think about what you did and all the hurt that you've caused everybody.
Hmm.
And again, this woman rarely speaks out. So it's like Taylor basically speaking out herself.
Yeah,
so the publicist, you're able to speak out about that, are you? Okay.
But like, right. The amount, well, just talking about Beyonce, she, like, there's still plenty of things. Remember that time, was it last summer? And there was Lizzo's lyrics. She said the words, the spaz ward in
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And she came out and had a big statement and she got the ward removed. It was back up on Spotify within 24 hours. Like, she did the whole thing. She was like, I need to do better now. That's leaving aside the shit that happened later on with Lizzo. But it happened with Beyonce around the same time. She still hasn't addressed that.
Oh, did it?
I think they took it out, but she said nothing.
Okay, yeah, well, that was... Actually, yes, I think I do remember this. I think we talked about this on the Patreon. Yeah. There's just so many fucked up things happening in the world for greed. And I'm like, you can be a Beyonce fan and still know that she's greedy. You can be a Taylor Swift fan and still know that she is the greediest. I think Taylor Swift is one of the greediest celebrities that there are out there.
Ooh. Big statement,
but at the same time, look at the body of work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not saying she's a bad person. I'm not saying whatever, but if whether it's her or her team, she lets them make some really, really, really greedy decisions consistently.
Yeah. That's
and
true.
Again, and it's a hill I'm willing to die on. I know you're Swift. I know there's a million lovely, gorgeous listeners out there who are big Swifties. This is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's like, again, it's there's reasons and rhymes to it over the years. But I just, the cinema thing just hit me over the edge. I was like, oh, how are we here again? If I was a fan, if I was a super fan, I'd be so fucking annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, you just charged me whatever amount of fucking mad money. Or even the pressure on, like, parents trying to get these tickets for their kids. I know we talked about this at length before, but it just doesn't sit right with me. None of it sits right with me.
I actually don't think the super fans care.
No, I know they don't. And I absolutely, like, you're allowed to spend your money on whatever the fuck you want. That's fine. I just think when it starts to, like, what's happening in the world right now, particularly with the genocide, is a result of
greed.
Mm, yeah. And when there's such massive influential celebrities displaying the same amount of the same greedy behavior, not in that kind of way, but as in when there's so much greed going on, and why is America funding it? Why are America standing out behind it? Because of fucking money. Why is the UK being like, I pretend I do not see? Because of fucking money. Why are all these shit things happening? Because of fucking greed and money. That's all that it comes down to. Commercial prowess. That's all it ever came down to.
Yeah, like the stuff that we're saying obviously hasn't put anything into perspective for certain groups.
Who's going to buy our guns if Israel aren't going to buy our guns? Do you know what I mean? There's just like, it's so fucking insane to me. It's like, well, at the end of the day, I don't care if thousands and thousands and thousands of people are dying because I am making my profit. You can't take it with you. And those poor, poor, poor victims can't take it with them either.
Yeah.
What was it for? Do you know, it's just like you're sitting there, and I know it's a super simplistic view of like war and the world and all that other kind of stuff, but like when you do really dumb it down, you're like, what is this for?
I know.
What is the point?
When you really think,
really think about it, you're like, what is the point? Now all these people are dead. Congratulations. Children are literally bombed.
I know.
Fucked up. And also, I'm like, this whole terrorist thing, I'm like, do you not think you might be aiding to a mentality?
Mm. I know. It's like that, and like that, it's taken on the simplistic view of it. But remember, I sent you that video of that girl that was like, if you can't sit down and talk it out, like, you shouldn't be running the country.
No,
like,
exactly.
If war is the answer, like, war is the most, like, it fucking baffles me. I'm just like, why?
Yeah, she was like, you mean to tell me that you got here? And everything that happened, you got here.
This was the best resolution.
This is the best resolution. You're like, do you know what? It's a war. Call it what it is. She was like, what?
What the fuck? Like, who are you? You're acting on your emotions right now. Do you know what I mean?
She's like, women are emotional? I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Go off there now. Take a break. Have a fucking Snickers. Like, if this is your resolution.
Have a Snickers.
Fuck off.
Where's Kendall Jenner with her Pepsi can now?
It really is that. Like, it's, again, a very simplistic view, but it's also a very simplistic, like, observation of it. It's just like, well, realistically, you should be able to just talk these things out. Like, this is fucking crazy.
And I do think, like, there's loads of people who are like, you're really, really simplifying a very complicated problem. I'm like,
we know that.
But that's kind of the point. Is that not the point?
At the crux of it, like, technically.
Is that literally, like, you know? It's like the whole thing where it's like, you know, existential crises and all this other kind of stuff. I'm like, I mean, we're all dying. Is that not like we know that? No. We're all aware. Like, there's a couple of facts of life there.
Yeah.
You know.
On the Taylor Beyonce thing, there's just a few more opinions on the same page of it. So, second one, Beyonce, she's grand, but like the absolute horn hype, nope, don't get it. Somebody else said Taylor Swift is only okay. Show looks whopper though. Her fans are nut jobs. not everything is coded. Not everything is coded.
True, so true. The lengths and breadths that people will go to, to like jump through these hoops. Something that I will say, and something that was shared earlier is, sorry, the original question was her being Time Person of the Year. I mean,
oh yeah,
I don't think any of that's real. So who cares? Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't think, like, it's like Kim Kardashian be GQ Man of the Year. You're like, that's not real. Like, that's not real. So whatever. But something that, like, there's little quotes coming out of that. There's a quote here that Taylor Swift says when she's revisiting. Is Reputation the latest one that she's done? And that's, sorry, that's another thing that fucking, actually, don't, let me get fucking going, right? Mrs. Freedom Fighter herself went and the effort of going to re-record all of her albums because of a dodgy deal that was done on her.
Oh, she sold the catalog.
And the quote-unquote injustice of it all. Babe, do you know what's unjust? Do you know what's unjust?
What?
It's a fucking genocide.
Yeah. Babies. Definitely.
So you mean to tell me you'll go to the effort of re-recording all of that, but you won't go to the effort of like maybe stopping your movie showing in Israel, or maybe saying something, or, you know, using your influence and your power for good? Because all your fans have re-bought those albums. They're all re-buying Taylor's version. Do you know what I mean? They've all gone and done it. So you know how to galvanize them when you want money.
Yeah. That's
again,
true.
Back we go. But anyway, she had said about Reputation. It's a goth punk moment of female rage at being gaslit by an entire social structure. I think a lot of people, and they just see it like, and they just see it like sick snakes and, you know, silly lyrics, whatever. But somebody, someone called Harls at JISBONTISM on X, formerly known as Twitter. Punk, you say, you know what the punk movement involves? Politics. It involves speaking up about genocides. It involves being an actual ally. It does not involve billionaires who made activism their brand one time and never again did something good for the world.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Yeah, very true.
It's a fucking mic drop.
She is a bit of a wagon, like, she absolutely is.
Jen's like, I have nothing to say.
I couldn't be less fucked with Taylor Swift. I really don't like her. I don't have the time. Like, we talked about this before, like, the red lip, fuck off, you're boring me. Like, just, could not care less. And then, like, this relationship that she's in, Travis Kelce. Don't care. Really don't. You can keep that information to yourself. I don't give a shite. I could just... not arse with Taylor Swift. I'm just not.
Don't mind all that. I don't mind the relationship stuff. I think it's like, it's funny and it's frivolous, and it's like, it gives her fucking fans something to concentrate on other than her lyrics. So kind of happy for it.
Right, another one here. The off topic of Taylor and Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Father Ted is just not funny, like, at all. It's taboo to say that if you're Irish.
It's a very certain type of humour. I found it funny. Like, I do think it is slapstick. Would you say it's slapstick? It's not
I don't think it's LOL funny. I think it's entertaining funny. There's different types of funny. But it's like objective.
Jen, there's different types of funny.
There is different types of funny. There's something that you will sit down, you won't laugh out loud at, but you will still be very entertained by it and you'll still be very fond of it.
Yeah, true. True.
But there's other stuff that you'll literally be rolling around laughing at. So, like, it's just kind of...
like screaming, roaring, slapping the table, like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. I found it entertaining, but then, do you know what? There's something in the back of my head now, because you said something about the writer of it before.
Oh, Graham Linehan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big anti-trans head on him. Big fucking...
Yeah, and yeah. Now ever since I know that, I always have this thing about Father Ted where I'm just a bit like, meh.
I know.
It takes the goodness out of it.
I think for the time that it was such... And also, who the fuck thought that, like, something about priests in the back arse of Ireland was going to be, like, an international
It's so successful.
Hit? and it started the careers of so many people.
Mm.
And it has, so, like, when you look back on it, you're like, oh my God. Do you know, you're like going through, you're like, there's Graham Norton, there's Aidan Gillen, there's, you know, and you're like going through them all and you're like, holy fuck, this is mad. I like, it's precious, but I wouldn't be like, put on Father Ted now and Jesus, we're going to have a time, the time of our lives. But I think it's nice what it kind of did for,
The actors
and the producer and everything about it. And Dermot Morgan was also obviously such a, like, it's just like, it's nice. And it's nice seeing like Americans being like, it's the funniest show ever. And you're like, I mean, I think The Office is funnier, but yeah, go off. Do you know,
that kind of way.
But then I'm like, that's more modern. Mm. It's of a time. Yeah. And I do think that it's like, it's of a time and it was very, very different. And nothing's been done since. So I'm like, it's such an individual concept.
It's very true. And like, I'd never boycott it, obviously, but it's just like, I don't know. I think the goodness has kind of gone out about it now that I know that about the writers. But then again, when it was written as well, there was the rules were an awful lot different back then as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but it's the same with The Office. They've had to remove so many scenes.
Yeah.
Like, they had somebody in blackface. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that was people could get away with. Now, it was part of a joke. But like, when I look at it and how fatphobic it is, I'm like, this is so fucked up. Like, there's stuff that is yet to be removed.
Yeah, it's still, and I'd say they'll be doing it for years to come.
Yeah, years to come. Like, there's so many things now that have like been redacted from it. But again, I think like, I can understand why people are like, it's just not funny. But I'm like, I still, it's not something I'd sit down and be like, ha ha ha, this is gas. But I would be like, ah, that's nice. When it's on, it's comforting.
Yeah, that's true. I probably would, like, if somebody suggested like whipping out the box set, I probably would watch it.
Yeah, you know. If it's on Christmas Day, you'd sit down and you'd be like, grand, with your tub of celebrations. You're like, I love my life.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody here said, and I don't know, so obviously we asked for unpopular opinions. Somebody said, separating out, quote, women with children for casualties / refugees / homeless figures.
I need more context.
So do I. And that's what you said about like the DMs, because I don't really get that. It's separating out women.
As in, they're saying that like, why are they separating out women from everybody else, as if like they have a different kind of place in society? That could be it. But again, I don't have the context.
I don't really want to discuss it in case we're completely picking that up wrong.
Yeah.
But I just said I'd mention it. A guy I rented to moved across from me, and I told him I liked him before. Wish he'd move. Okay, that's not really an unpopular opinion. I think you had the captions on, didn't you?
That's just something you're upset about.
Look, go off.
Go
off,
girl.
We're here for you.
Pop off, queen. You. Yeah, and you absolutely. Know what? You're right, and you're valued, and I support you.
You're absolutely justified in your opinion. Somebody else, I agree with this one. Sharing a bed is the biggest con about being in a relationship. I want my own bed.
Agree.
Absolutely
agree. Try have the conversation though. See how that one goes down for you.
That would definitely, it's just, oh, imagine having your own bed.
But somebody else is breathing beside me. I'm like, do you mind?
This is the thing. So like, say just close your eyes and listen to this. So, you get with somebody, right? You're with them, say you're living in your maz, he's living in his maz. You get together, you have been like living separately or whatever, you're there, let's go traditional route and say you are together about 3 years, you decide to buy a house, that actually goes well. You must be living in a country that actually happens. But then you move in to this house, and then you sleep in the same fucking room. It's like, it's the same as me. Like, every time I see a fucking movie on the telly where it's like two adults, two kids, they have this big massive fucking house and the kids always share the room. They're always in bunk beds. I'm like, what? Do you see the size of Peppa Pig's house? Them kids sleep in a fucking bunk bed.
It's so weird.
The same room.
So strange.
Like, I don't get it.
No.
You know what I mean? It makes so much more sense to have your own fucking room.
Yeah, it does, but try have that conversation.
it's really weird. So I agree with that one. Is Insta just makeup / product launches? Less is more, so do product launch weekly. Not my words, a submission.
I mean, pop off queen.
There's a few pop off. It is like, I think we've been here for a while. It's got, like, Instagram's gone very commercial. It always has been.
Yeah, and I feel like TikTok, unfortunately, is slipping that way. Like, the other day, I scanned through so many
ads,
and I was like, I don't give a fuck about these yoga pants, and I need to remember what Megan told us, which is where you can click not interested. I always forget, but I'm like, I'm not a gym bunny. Stop showing me this fucking bird doing squats. I don't give a shite.
Yeah, are they the Hilara leggings?
Yes. Oh my God, go a fucking way.
I know.
I'm like, not interested. Literally not interested. Please stop, I'm not interested.
Do you know what pisses me off about TikTok as well? When you're scrolling through, you might, it like catches it in the 4 second, and then it comes up, it slides up that it's an ad. I'm like, you sneaky little bastard.
You got my like, now I take my like.
You cheeky fucker.
I take my like away. I take my cheeky fucker. Jesus Christ.
You're a cheeky fucker.
You're a cheeky fucker.
Oh, fuck's sake. TikTok may be one of the most educational places online. I agree.
I do agree. I think it's opened up doors for people to, like, explore.
Be open-minded about other stuff.
But, like, be able to, like, Google. Do you know where you're like, oh, I've never heard about that before in my life?
It's so, like, some of the stuff is so niche. Adam has, like, chronic back pain. Yeah. Right? And I came across this doctor and he was like, showed millions of people this thing that you can do, like go from your armpit. Anyway, it was this little thing that you rub the side of your thing, and apparently it helps lower back pain. Yeah. Now, I've been having a lot of lower back pain with the, you know, the feet and the boobs and, you know, fucking trying to stand up straight. And it worked. And I said, I suggested it to Adam because his back was starting again. But he's one of these like, oh, it's on TikTok. I'm not doing that. I was like, I couldn't help myself the other day. I turned around and I was like, right, I'll DM and I'll tell him to go and get his fucking certificate back, will I? From the college that he got his fucking,
like, I forgot the minute that he put up a thing on social media, his degree went out the way.
Yeah, I'll let him know his degree is fucking useless now because you're just like, now it's on TikTok. So it pisses me off. Like, I love the amount of information you can get on TikTok, but I hate that people can't. People discredit it because it's on TikTok.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But that's why it's like, do you ever see the memes? And it's like, I read somewhere TikTok. I heard somewhere TikTok.
I heard that. It was on Facebook, so it must be true.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
But I do, but like, there's things like that I never would have heard of. Like, nominative determinism. Like, that is that's my shit right there.
What the fuck is that?
So nominative determinism is basically where you live up to your name.
Okay.
It's mad. So it's like, it's the hypothesis that people tend to gravitate toward areas of work that fit their names. So fucking weird. And it basically means name-driven outcome.
You've fucking lost me. I need to watch a TikTok on that.
That's why it's so interesting to me. That's what I mean. I've been in such a rabbit hole about it for like months now at this point. So the idea is that people are drawn to professions that their name suggests.
Yeah.
Citing as an example, Sigmund Freud, who studied pleasure and whose surname means joy.
Oh.
I know. Like, and there's loads of other things. Like, because remember back in the day, it was like something Smith. You were a blacksmith.
Oh.
Yeah, like that. Like that's where a lot of like surnames came from. And obviously an O in a surname means son of or grandson of.
Mm.
So it'd be like O'Byrne, grandson of Byrne.
Yeah, yeah. Because like, well, in traditional Gaeilge, like, it's O for a man and knee for a woman, isn't it?
Yeah. But, like, it's so interesting because then it's, like, it also means that, like, you have a preference for things that, like, you associate with yourself and your own name. It's, honestly, I'm very paraphrasing here. Look it up. It's insane. Okay.
There you go.
It's very, very interesting. But that's why I'm always, was like, do you remember I always said if I had a kid, I'd call it something fucking mad?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, it's determined to be a mad thing anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one more here. Three words on one line. It's absolutely an opinion. And then we're going to get your unpopular opinion before we wrap up and go over to our Patreon. Because again, have to go to Woody's. Melon is shit. There. Someone said it.
I like it. So, whatever.
Melon. Is that the yellow one? Because it's watermelon, which is red, obviously.
Melon's yellow, yeah. Cantaloupe, yeah. Melon. Yeah, yeah. Watermelon's the big green yolk.
The big green pink. Yolk with the red, the pink the in pink. The inside. So there you go. Melon yeah. is shit. Mm-hmm. Have you got an unpopular opinion?
I do, yeah. Right. Right. It's a short and it's a sweet one.
Lovely.
Nail polish on men. I don't care what anybody says. It's so fucking sexy. It's hot. So fucking hot.
So hot.
Oh my God, it's so hot. What is that about?
I don't know. It's because they have the confidence for it.
I don't.
They,
I'm like,
do you know what they do? Do you know what men do that wear nail polish? You can be guaranteed they give lick outs. They absolutely do.
Jen.
They go down. They be Jen. Going down.
Jen.
Tell, show me a man with nail varnish that does not give lick outs. 100%. It's, there's so, yeah, it's the confidence. Are you, not that I'm getting the two of these together, like I'm not saying that who I'm about to mention does lick outs, but are you getting Damien Broderick on for my,
oh my God.
I feel like he wears nail varnish. For me, Matt Leib. Oh, why is she so jealous?
She's like conflating the two.
I'm not, like, that's what I mean. Like,
haven't spoken to him in a bit. I'll get in touch. Oh my God, you're so weird. You fancy him though, don't you?
Who?
You fancy Damien?
I don't fancy him, but there is, so, like, I do, do. I appreciate him.
She blushes.
I do appreciate his confidence and... It, like, I see his like clips of his podcast coming up now and again, and I'm just like, I like his mind. There you go.
There you go. Look at her. She's so cute. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, not eyeliner. No, not that. Nail polish is like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah.
It's so hot.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's so hot. It can bring like, it, like, again, he's a 2, but he wears nail polish. He's a 7.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, 7.5.
Like, yeah.
At least, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
There's just
definitely.
Something about it. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think all of the women maybe, majority of women, I think, would agree.
Yeah.
It's just, it just says a lot about them.
I don't know. It's, yeah, it's just, there's just so, something so, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm presuming you're going to add a stomper to your list, which will be down in the show notes. Our fucking equipment is still, don't even talk to us.
Don't start me on that one, friends.
Yes. So we can't be playing it here. But that's it for this week. We are going to go and record our Patreon now, and we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.